No less an authority than NPR Music Song of the Day has said of Eden Brent's music, "The recording sounds as if it were bootlegged at an obscure juke joint in the 1920s. And then there's that sultry, smoky voice.
Let's boogie woogie. Let's boogie woogie. Let's boogie woogie. Come on, boys, let's play. Oh, let's boogie woogie. Boogie till the break of day."
Eden Brent is from Greenville, Mississippi. She's the great-granddaughter of a legendary towboat captain. As a teenager, she began an apprenticeship with the great Delta piano player A.B. Boogaloo Ames, turned into a partnership lasting 16 years. In May, Ms. Brent was presented a Blues Music Award for Pinetop Perkins Piano Player of the Year. Eden Brent has a new CD out on Yellow Dog Records. It's called Ain't Got No Troubles. She joins us now from New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, I'm so delighted to be here with you.
Now, did you get that, I think we call it a smoky, sultry voice, let me guess, from eating a lot of celery with cream cheese?
I think it's turnip greens, collard greens, cornbread, black-eyed peas, and fried chicken.
All right. All fits together. Now, you recorded this album in New Orleans, right?
I did. You know, I grew up on the Mississippi River, and I have recorded before in Memphis, Tennessee, which is just upriver. And for this project, I just kind of wanted to get out of my element a little. And so I went downstream this time and wound up in New Orleans. And it made it different and fresh and put me out of my element. And I really, really enjoyed it.
That's interesting because a lot of people keep going back to the same old places to record. And it sounds like you'd like to take on different places.
Well, I haven't considered myself, throughout my career, I've not considered myself a recording artist, you know, more of a live entertainer.
Yeah.
And so since I have not recorded dozens of records, there's nothing in particular expected of me. So every new recording project can be kind of a new adventure, and I can take it on as something brand new and to delight myself again, you know.
Let's listen to the title track, if we could, Ain't Got No Troubles.
Sure.
I ain't got no money, I ain't got it down. No nickels I can't rub, no pennies I can't find. But I don't want for nothing, my taste ain't too refined. No, I ain't got no troubles on my mind.
A lot of happiness in this song for someone who forgive me, ain't got nothing.
Well, it is that juxtaposition. It is that the whole feeling about New Orleans, where there's loads of sadness but also loads of joy. And the blues is that way to me. And I think the song reflects that in a kind of fun way, makes light of a rather unhappy subject, and thus the subject becomes not so unhappy after all.
Tell us about your partnership with Boogaloo Ames. Would be an unlikely duo in many minds.
Yes, it would. You know, he was an older African-American man. I was a younger white woman. I was from a more affluent family, and he was sort of from the other side of the tracks. While to look at us, we seemed opposites, and yet music forged this beautiful partnership that lasted until the end of his life. In fact, it lasts to this day.
Without pushing it, is there some lesson for life in that friendship?
Probably that everybody should play at least one instrument.
It's a good practical lesson. I like that.
Well, you know, music does bring people together in a way that sometimes conversation can't.
Mm. You're a classically trained pianist?
I took piano lessons from the time that I was 5 years old, and then probably because my grade school piano teacher told me that she didn't think that I was dedicated enough to get a degree in music. Probably for that very reason, I attended the University of North Texas, mm-hmm. which is a very celebrated music school, and finally got my degree in music theory there. And what's so great about it is that the academic education that I achieved and the practical education from Boogaloo worked so brilliantly together. It is so clear to me in retrospect that one without the other would not nearly have been as effective.
And what puts you in juke joints instead of the Salzburg Music Festival?
The truth of the matter is that Rachmaninoff requires a discipline that I don't subject myself to. And boogie-woogie and blues, while they require a certain kind of discipline, it's not as strict. And I think I enjoy that bit a little more than I would. I'm not disciplined enough to conquer the most difficult Beethoven or Franz Liszt. For instance, I make a lot of mistakes. And there's even mistakes on this new record. And every time I hear them, I'm delighted. There's something lackadaisical about it, more carefree. And it's the freedom, I think, that I enjoy, not having to be married to the score on the page.
Let's listen to a little bit of another one of your songs, In Love With Your Wallet. This is a fun song.
It is fun. Well, you know, often men are looking for a beautiful woman and women are looking for a rich man. That's sort of what this song is about.
Don't mothers say you can love a rich man as much as you can love a poor one?
I reckon they do. And I reckon they also say that their son can marry a pretty girl as soon as he can marry a plain-looking one.
You write most of your own material?
I'm not a prolific writer. There's so many good songs that I'm still discovering from 80 years ago even. But I do enjoy writing some. But sometimes I find that it's just as easy to express myself as completely with someone else's song. You know, often I've referred to myself as a song interpreter. But, you know, I don't like to rehash something that somebody else has done. I don't generally like to do a tune like someone else did it. You know, the joy in it to me is to revel in what they have accomplished with their own tune and then to try to make it mine and new and fresh again.
I want to listen to a little bit of another one of your songs, and this is a departure from some of the others we've heard. This is the ballad, Leave Me Alone.
I can't remember the last time you smiled. We haven't made love in such a long, long while. If it's over, we'd better move on. But when you leave me alone.
It's a very affecting song.
I cry sometimes when I sing it. That's a true story.
I mean, it is one of the oldest philosophical debates about the blues. Okay, if you got to suffer if you're going to sing the blues, how much do you have to suffer?
You don't have to suffer a lot, just repeatedly.
Over and over again, you mean?
Right.
Right,
yeah.
So it's not a question of the depth of your suffering so much as just keep it consistent suffering.
Exactly.
Well, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's been a real joy to be with you. Thanks. On a shelf by the gin, I'm drinking all by myself because it did not come home again.
Eden Brett in New York, her new CD on Yellow Dog Records is Ain't Got No Troubles. It'll be available starting September 7th. You can hear more from the album on our website, nprmusic.org.
Blues all over me.
And this is NPR's Weekend Edition, directed by Thomas Boogaloo Pierce and produced by Sarah Boogaloo, Byer, Kelly, Kimberly Adams, Gemma Waters, Ned Wharton, Justine Kennan, Veronica Miller, and Chris Benderev. Did I pronounce Chris's name correctly? Well, we'll find out later. Our technical director is Burke Hunn. Our librarian is Kim Molesky. Melissa Goh is our web producer. Our show is produced today by Peter Breslow and edited by Antonio Marcano and Jeffrey Bennett. Our senior editor is Jenny Burkle, and the senior producer of Weekend Edition is Bridget Kelly. I'm Scott Simon.
Blues won't let me be. I got the blues all over. Blues all over me. I got the blues all over.